always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The suspect in the fatal shooting of two Israeli embassy employees outside the Jewish Capitol Museum in Washington posted a lot of material online. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Many of these writings expressing solidarity with Palestine for the Palestinian cause and some hatred, quite frankly, for the Jewish people.
There are likely multiple fatalities after a small plane crashed into a military neighborhood in San Diego. Mayor Todd Gloria.
An extraordinary effort by our first responders. I can't emphasize that enough. The limitation in terms of the additional damage on the ground is a direct result of their hard work, of their expertise, of their professionalism.
A deadlocked Supreme Court has blocked the creation of the nation's first religious charter school in Oklahoma. CBS's Jan Crawford.
It was pretty clear that Chief Justice John Roberts was really skeptical of some of the arguments that religious schools should get taxpayer money, that that would be okay, you know, despite the separation of church and state.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Ticks. These little parasites live for about 2 years.
Ticks don't die in the winter. They hibernate like a bear. So as soon as it gets above freezing, they potentially can come out.
That's Dr. James Thatcher, a physician at the Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center. Summer is known as tick season because temperatures between 70 and 90 degrees are ideal for breeding and make the ticks more active.
Yeah, I know Bambi is really cute in my backyard, but 1,000 ticks per deer. So you really want to keep your distance from Bambi. That's the first thing. So the other thing, obviously, you want to do in your yard, they have this liquid fence that you can, and it's a lot of these natural things too, and you pour that on the edges of the yard. It's supposed to ward off the deer.
Common ticks here in Wisconsin are the wood and deer ticks.
The difference is the wood tick is more of a brown color with a light brown design on its back. The deer tick has kind of that burnt orange belly.
That's Ashley Johnson, a nurse practitioner also at Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center.
And then the other one, that Asian longhorn tick now does live in the North Woods. So that is a bigger dog tick, but also has brown legs.
Then there is the nymph, the most infectious and tiniest one of them all.
So as the spring goes on and the ticks that have been mating on the deer start to produce babies, and those babies get a little bigger and they start seeking out their own blood source, those are the ones that are most likely to infect you.
And they're hard to see, so it's best to wear bright clothes to spot them.
Because it really doesn't want you to know it's there. First, it numbs the skin like a surgeon. Secondly, it gives you an antihistamine, so you don't itch right away. And the third thing it does is it gives you an anticoagulant so you don't bleed down your leg.
For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlot.
It's the Brewers and the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers scheduled to open a four-game series tonight in Pittsburgh that continues over the weekend. Yesterday, they lost to Baltimore 8-4 in extra innings and had to bring in Tyler Alexander again to close the game.
I was ready to go today, I mean, even though it was emergency. And before the 11th, after McGill threw, it's tough losing no matter what. So that's never fun. And as close as this ballgame was, it definitely hurts to lose.
The crew is back in Milwaukee on Monday, Memorial Day, against the Red Sox. At the NFL meetings, owners deciding not to ban the Eagles' tush-push play. Meanwhile, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked, did they think about bringing receiver Davante Adams back to Green Bay?
Anytime you have a player of that caliber, there's definitely conversations that go into it. And sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. He is the ultimate competitor and he treats practice like it's game day.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The sunshine has returned, finally, and more mild temperatures slowly creeping in. Highs today flirt with about 60, and we'll make it to the low 60s tomorrow. With the mid-60s expected to dominate the weekend, so does the sunshine. No chances of rain until late Memorial Day. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the Doctors in Recital, who will sing in the studio. Then Milwaukee-based director, producer, and UW-Milwaukee professor Tate Bunker joins the show. It will feel like a Friday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, here's some rather shocking news about the Trump administration. I'm not sure if I should say tongue-in-cheek or not. I mean, you know, any level of corruption in the Trump administration is, of course, something you expect. Donald Trump is the most corrupt criminal president in the history of the United States. In fact, he's the first president in the history of the United States who is a convicted criminal, who has been found responsible for sexual abuse, what the judge called rape, as most Americans understand it. Who has been convicted of 34 different felonies, all having to do with trying to rig the 2016 election, which for some reason the entire media never mentions. They always say it's about the hush money. It's about Stormy Daniels. No, it was about trying to rig the 2016 election by hiding, by concealing his affair with Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal after the Access Hollywood tape came out. I mean, it was just very simple. Had that story come out, he would not have been president. So I digress. Here we are. New emails document how a top aide to Tulsi Gabbard, you know, the Russia friendly head of our intelligence service, the director of national intelligence, ordered analysts to edit an intelligence assessment, so that Trump and Gabbard would not be attacked for deporting Mr. Garcia and 200 plus other people down to El Salvador. Joe Kent is the chief of staff to Tulsi Gabbard, and he wrote this email. He said, "We need to do some rewriting so this document is not used against the DNI or POTUS." DNI, of course, being Tulsi Gabbard, POTUS being the president. And what was it? Well, it was a memo that was a final memo that was dated April 7th. And it has since become public. It's been, I don't know if it's been leaked or if it was a FOIA filing or what, but we know what it says now. And this was a finding by the intelligence agencies themselves, and a consensus document of all of the intelligence agencies, that the United States has not been invaded, that Tren de Agua, the Venezuelan gang, is not an arm of the Venezuelan government, that Nicolas Maduro, the president of Nicaragua, has not only no contact with Tren de Agua, but actually is actively hostile against the gang, and the gang is actively hostile against him because he views them as criminals, and he's constantly arresting them and putting them in jail. So this entire thing, in fact, let me just back up a little bit. The argument that Trump is using, the rationale that he's using to be able to deport people from the United States, is this 1798 law that John Adams got pushed through as part of the Alien Sedition Acts back in the day, that says that if the United States is invaded, then as a consequence of that invasion, the president can arrest and deport people who are participants in that invasion, without having to go through a lot of due process, frankly. I'm hyper simplifying, but that's the bottom line. And he's saying, you know, this is where you, it's called the Alien Enemies Act, is the law, that collection of laws that John Adams passed. The Alien Sedition Act was actually a collection of multiple laws. Several, most of them were repealed, actually, on March 4th, 1800, the day that Thomas Jefferson was sworn in as president. And in fact, they were written to be repealed, to terminate at that point. But this one didn't. This one is still law. And so Trump is saying that the United States is under invasion, that the invasion, the invading force are members of a Venezuelan street gang called Tren de Agua, and that they have been sent here specifically to attack the United States by the president of Nicaragua, Nicolas Maduro, or the dictator of Nicaragua, if you prefer. Venezuela. Have I been saying Nicaragua all along? I'm so sorry. Venezuela, all across the board. So, bottom line here, all of this is BS. And the intelligence agencies called Trump out on that and said, you know, this is BS, Donald, or actually they said it to Tulsi. Secretary Gabbard said, no, this gang is not an invading force. They are not here on behalf of Maduro, and the United States has not been invaded. So therefore, if all that's true, Trump has no legal justification for arresting and deporting hundreds of people, which he's continuing to do. He just sent a bunch of people to Africa the day before yesterday. It's all criminal. It's all illegal what Trump is doing. And Tulsi Gabbard and her right-hand man, Joe Kent, are doing everything they can to try to rewrite this thing so that they can pretend that this is going on. I mean, this is a real problem when your intelligence agencies, of all the agencies in government that should be truthful, you want your intelligence agencies to be at the forefront of truthful information because, you know, peace and war depend on what the intelligence agencies say. Our ability to fight wars, our ability to be safe and secure, it all depends on what our intelligence agencies say. And if they've been politicized, if they are writing reports that are filled with lies just to satisfy a criminal president, we're in big trouble. And then it gets even worse. Officials, this is from the New York Times, officials in the Trump administration debated fabricating a claim that wrongly deported Maryland family man Kilmar Abrego Garcia was a leader of the transnational MS-13 criminal gang to justify his continued incarceration in the infamous Salvatorian mega prison. I call it a concentration camp because the difference, look in the dictionary, the distinguishing difference between a prison and a concentration camp is that a concentration camp has no due process. There's no rule of law there. You cannot appeal your detention. Whereas in prison, you do have the rule of law and you can appeal your detention. And in fact, your detention is the consequence of a legal process. Whereas in a concentration camp, it's typically not the consequence of a legal process. So let's call this what it is. James Alezes and Alan Farrier report this in the New York Times This attempt came in spite of the fact that federal officials already knew that he had been deported in error and in violation of a court order. But the lawyer, Erez Ruveni, the senior Justice Department lawyer who testified that it was an error, that it was an administrative mistake that sent Garcia down to this hellhole concentration camp, was fired. Because Pam Bondi said it was a failure to, quote, zealously advocate on behalf of the United States. No, it wasn't. It was a failure to zealously advocate on behalf of a criminal president. And yes, he is a criminal. He's a convicted criminal. Something that the media never seems to mention either. So just wild stuff. Meanwhile, Viktor Orban is trying to shut down the rule of law in Hungary, because there's an election coming up in 8-9 months, and he's very unpopular right now, and he's sweating it. So he created this office. It's called the Sovereignty Protection Office. It was established by him, And Bloomberg.com is Bloomberg News is the source of this. I'll just share with you a couple of selected sentences from this article. The headline is Hungary's Orbán plan to muzzle dissent threatens rule of law, judges say. The Sovereignty Protection Office, critics have likened it to a Russia-style crackdown aimed at eliminating dissent less than a year before elections, with Orbán's Fidesz party trailing in surging opposition in polls, or trailing a surging opposition. During Orbán's 15 years of uninterrupted rule, the bloc has suspended billions of euros, the European Union has suspended billions of euros funding earmarked for Hungary on the rule of law and graft concerns. The European Commission has already referred earlier legislation underpinning the sovereignty of the sovereignty agency to the EU's top court. So what's going on here? Viktor Orbán has created this Sovereignty Protection Office as basically a way to throw people in jail who speak out against him. Oh, by attacking me, Viktor Orbán, the president of the country, you are attacking our neighbors, our nation, and we can't have that. Right. And finally, U.S. District Judge Brian Murphy in Boston wrote that the Trump administration must stop deporting people to Africa. They did it anyway. And he's like, I'm on the edge of citing you for contempt of court. But see, it appears to me that none of these judges, right, Boasberg, Zinnes, and now this guy, none of them want to be the first to actually punish a lawyer for the Trump administration. They just don't want to deal with the death threats. They don't want to deal with Trump's threats. They don't want to deal with any of them. This is not how America is supposed to operate.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
An unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom from Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom from Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to FFRF.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511 because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The independent state legislature theory met a skeptical U.S. Supreme Court in 2023 in Moore v. Harper, a North Carolina gerrymandering case. The Michigan GOP tried to employ the fringe theory to undo Michigan's Question 2 citizen ballot initiative, but the U.S. Supreme Court refused the case May 19th. Proponents argue the independent state legislature theory gives legislatures ultimate power over federal election rules based on a widely dismissed interpretation of the election clause of the U.S. Constitution. In North Carolina's case, the legislature admitted it gerrymandered but said it had the final say and the courts and governor had no jurisdiction. In 2022, Michigan's Promote the Vote Question 2 ballot initiative passed 60% to 40%. It enshrined multiple voting rights in the state constitution, including 9 days of early voting, guaranteeing the right to vote without harassment, offering a permanent vote-by-mail list, and mandating drop boxes and several other important voting reforms. 11 GOP legislators tried to invalidate the ballot question using the ISL theory. They argued that only the state legislature could make election law, not those pesky constituents. The Michigan Supreme Court dismissed the case in April 2024, and on May 19th, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear the case. We have more on ISL and the Michigan case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
At Tri-City Services, we're so proud to be celebrating 80 years of trusted service to Central Wisconsin. Since 1945, Tri-City has been the name you can trust to stay warm in the winter and cool in the summer. We're offering a limited-time anniversary special. When you purchase a new air conditioner, you'll get $19.45 off a new furnace. Call 715-423-5840 today or visit calltricity.com to schedule your free quote.
We're not comfortable until you are.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. You've taken gazillions of great photos. You know, your kids, pets, desserts, and then what? What have you done with them? Well, Free Prints is the app for phone and Android that lets you print your photos, you guessed it, for free. With Free Prints, you get 1,000 4x6 size photo prints a year for free. All you pay is a small shipping charge. Want something larger? It's easy to print other size photos for next to nothing. There's no cost to download the Free Prints app, and it's simple to use. Just select the photos you want to print, choose 4x6 or another size, and you're done. Your premium quality prints will arrive on your doorstep in just days. No subscriptions, no commitments, just Free Prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, see for yourself why Free Prints is one of the world's favorite apps. Go to freeprints.com or download the app directly from Google Play or the App Store. I got to tell you, I have been using this for years, and it's true. Up to 1,000 free prints every year, and they come to you in the mail. They cost absolutely nothing other than just the postage, which is typically like, you know, $5, $6, $7, something like that. Free prints, check it out. You can download the app at Google Play or the App Store or at freeprints.com.
There ain't no choice. You see the storm, you feel the weight, fighting for justice before it's too late. But even warriors need to rest, even lions lay down in their nest. Take a breath, take a break, don't let the fire turn to ash. Sell their lives, they stack the deck, trying to buy the world with a blank space.
Picking up the calls here, Michael in Somerville, South Carolina. Hey, Michael, what's up?
I was watching C-SPAN yesterday. Thanks for letting me talk. I was watching C-SPAN yesterday, and it was a meeting, and they were going over the bill.
The big, beautiful bill?
The big, beautiful bill. And there was something added to it yesterday. The Democrats tried to get it out, but the Republicans all voted for it, and it was to legalize silencers on guns.
Yeah, and then prior to that, they did one a device that that basically turns your semi-automatic rifle or pistol into a machine gun. Both of those things are now in this legislation. You're absolutely right, Michael.
And it just seems that that had nothing to do with what they were should have been talking about. And Republicans always accuse the Democrats of padding this.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. They remember when during the Obama administration, they would talk about it's a Christmas tree. Look at all those things on the tree. You're right. Absolutely right. But the way that they're doing it, Michael, is they're saying that we're going to end the tax on silencers and we're going to end the tax on the sales tax or any kind of national tax, ATF tax. I don't know.
So that's how they get.
That's right. And by ending the tax, they're essentially legalizing the device. I mean, you know, you can own a machine gun in the United States right now. You just have to pay a $400 tax. And you've got to jump through a whole bunch of hoops, you know, fill out a bunch of forms and things. If they did away with the tax on machine guns, there would be no restriction, basically, on owning a machine gun in the United States. When the ATF busts you for having a machine gun, they're actually, it's a John Dillinger kind of bust. They're going after you for not paying your taxes. So, it's a big one. Michael, thank you. Steve in Portland. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, I am calling about what's going to happen with the grad plus loans with this new with the big beautiful bill. I'm getting ready to go to a physical therapy, a doctorate of physical therapy program starting this fall, and I'm dependent on those grad plus loans to pay for, cost of living and tuition.
Right.
Do you have any idea kind of how this is evolving and what this is going to look like?
I'm sorry, I'm not even familiar with that category of loans, Steve.
Yeah, I would recommend looking it up. It's grad plus, just two
words.
Have
you looked it up?
Yes. Yep.
And what does the bill say about it?
Well, so it's on congress.gov, I think it's S.308. But basically they want to cap it and then eventually get rid of it.
Yeah, of course, they're Republicans.
Which would force people going to grad school to, you know, not get federal loans, but
the people to reach out to now, Steve, I'm sorry we're out of time, but the people to reach out to now are your senators, Merkley and Wyden. I got to run. Thank you for the call. Good luck.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. We're right here. I'll be right back with your call.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Memorial Day isn't just about barbecues and sunshine anymore. CB Distillery is having a massive Memorial Day sale. Right now, save up to 40% site-wide when you use the code VIP. It's the perfect time to stock up and get summer ready with natural solutions for better sleep, less stress, and pain after exercise. Look, there's a lot of junk CBD out there, but CB Distillery is different. Their hemp is grown right here in the U.S. It's third-party tested, and it's free from artificial dyes and fillers. Just clean, powerful, plant-based relief. That's why over 2 million people trust CB Distillery. And they have solutions for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise. They even have something for pets. Louise and I love their sleep gummies. They really work. And now's your chance to stock up and save during their Memorial Day sale. Save up to 40% off with the code VIP. Visit cbdistillery.com and use my promo code VIP. That's cbdistillery.com, code VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we continue on the road this week, live from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, home of WCFW, The Tap, talking about conservation and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Ticks. These little parasites live for about 2 years.
Ticks don't die in the winter. They hibernate like a bear. So as soon as it gets above freezing, they potentially can come out.
That's Dr. James Thatcher, a physician at the Aspyrus Tick-Borne Illness Center. Summer is known as tick season because temperatures between 70 and 90 degrees are ideal for breeding and make the ticks more active.
I know Bambi is really cute in my backyard, but 1,000 ticks per deer. So you really want to keep your distance from Bambi. That's the first thing. So the other thing, obviously, you want to do in your yard, they have this liquid fence that you can, and it's a lot of these natural things, too. And you pour that on the edge of the yard. It's supposed to ward off the deer.
Common ticks here in Wisconsin are the wood and deer ticks.
The difference is the wood tick is more of a brown color with a light brown design on its back. The deer tick has kind of that burnt orange belly.
That's Ashley Johnson, a nurse practitioner also at Aspyrus Tick-Borne Illness Center.
And then the other one, that Asian longhorn tick now does live in the North Woods. So that is a bigger dog tick, but also has brown legs.
Then there is the nymph, the most infectious and tiniest one of them all.
So as the spring goes on and the ticks that have been mating on the deer start to produce babies, and those babies get a little bigger and they start seeking out their own blood source, those are the ones that are most likely to infect you.
And they're hard to see, so it's best to wear bright clothes to spot them.
Because it really doesn't want you to know it's there. First, it numbs the skin like a surgeon. Secondly, it gives you an antihistamine, so you don't itch right away. And the third thing it does is it gives you an anticoagulant, so you don't bleed down your leg.
For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlot.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The sunshine has returned, finally, and more mild temperatures slowly creeping in. Highs today flirt with about 60, and we'll make it to the low 60s tomorrow. With the mid-60s expected to dominate the weekend, so does the sunshine. No chances of rain until late Memorial Day. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, we'll be joined by Allison McManus of the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We'll discuss the impacts of the draconian cuts to veteran health care from the big, brutal bill.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Thank you so much for all of your support.
Health
help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedom. In legislatures, public schools, even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of free thinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. Whether you've always been secular, left religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. So join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text please may apply.
They sold their souls for gold, screaming USA on cue like they were bought and told. They chant for a con man, swear the truth's a lie, while their billionaire masters watch and laugh from up high. They don't fight for freedom, they don't stand for the weak, just puppets on a string dancing to the fat cat's beat. Oh, the bootlicker brigade, bending low, tongues out wide, kissing the boots of the men who take them for a ride. Sold out their country for a tax-free scheme, praying to the dollar while they kill the American dream.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past. Yeah, that's a pretty good description of what happened last night. Picking up your calls here, Jeff in Austin, Texas. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hello. Yes, I didn't know it was coming on. I wasn't prepared. Sorry.
That's quite all right. You're on the air. You want me to put you back on hold?
No, I don't want you to do that. Hold on. Let me just grab my keys to my car where I can.
Okay, Jeff, I'm going to put you back on hold. I'm sorry. Ollie in Northwoods, Wisconsin. I'll come back to you, Jeff, in just a minute. What's up, Ollie?
Hi. I just have a couple of points to make. I listen to Civic Radio, and yesterday they were discussing the meeting in the Oval Office, and it was pointed out that the information that Trump was reading off and holding in his hands was part of an article written by a newspaper, and I don't know which newspaper, but it actually was talking about the Democratic Republic of the Congo, not South Africa.
Oh, really?
And the South African president tried to point that out, but Trump wouldn't listen.
Yeah.
So apparently one of Trump's people are giving him the wrong information to use.
Yeah, I think that would be Elon Musk, apparently.
Well, I'm not sure who but really it was ridiculous that he didn't know what information he was reading out.
Yeah.
And also, I took note when I heard that, how the president of South Africa said, well, basically, would it be different if I had a plane to give you?
Yeah.
So other governments are learning that Trump can be bought,
mm-hmm.
and that's a terrible thing to say about the world, no, realizing that our president can be bought. And
yeah,
sold.
He just took a $400 million bribe from Qatar. I mean, Syria. He's embracing a former Al Qaeda leader who killed American soldiers in Syria because they're going to build a Trump Tower in Damascus. I mean, it's just like, give me a break.
Another thing that I wanted to make sure that everybody realized is I was watching Lawrence O'Donnell, and he was interviewing Congressman Boyle, a Democrat from Pennsylvania, who is a ranking member of the Budget Committee. And while they were doing the interview, talking about the $267 billion SNAP cut and the $698 billion federal subsidies, which includes Medicaid, and also the $2.3 trillion increase to the deficit over the next 10 years he pushed through. When they were discussing that, breaking news came through that the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office confirmed that there would be $500 billion cut to Medicare.
Yep.
Now, that's not Medicaid. That is Medicare, something that people have already paid into.
Yep, and this is because of the PAYGO law, because the cut in Medicaid
Correct.
Is so large. Yeah, no, this is an abomination. Ollie, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Jeff in Austin, you want to try it again?
Yeah, I'm here, Tom. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
What's up? Yeah, so actually I'm calling about, you threw out a question on your program yesterday that you couldn't figure out where all these crazy ideas were coming from on the Republicans and Trump side of things. And so I've got a theory.
Okay.
First of all, I'm a physician, and I have some significant training in psychiatry and psychology. Number one, through my medical training. But number two, I had a business partner that was a Trumpian-type figure 10, 20 years ago, and I had to go see a psychologist to figure out how to deal with him.
Whoa.
And one of the things I want to throw out there for your listeners is two books that I think they should read. They're thin, and they're a quick read. One's called The Sociopath Next Door.
Yep, and is the other The People of the Lie.
And then the other one is Narcissism Explained. Because narcissism, as you know, is not just being narcissistic. It's a narcissistic personality disorder.
Correct.
It's different than just, so that's a couple of things. Secondly, I want to throw out kudos to Mary Trump. I think she's got this so down pat.
Yes.
And what I think Trump looks for in this order is, number one, he wants attention. That's number one. And number two, he wants power, because power gets him more attention.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, he wants money. And so he's like a magician. He plays a game of...
Can't use that kind of language on the air, Jeff, so I got to drop you. But thank you for the call. I think you're absolutely right. And my apologies to anybody who might have been offended. Clyde in Wahpeton, North Dakota. Hey, Clyde, what's on your mind today?
How are you doing today, Tom? It's a beautiful day here in Wahpeton.
Yeah, it's on the verge of it here in Portland, too.
Well, we had rain the last few days, so it was nasty.
Yeah.
But I had a comment. I'm a retired military. I served 3 years in the Marine Corps, 17 in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a few of these pass and review parades, and they are a miserable thing for the troops.
I can imagine.
They're going to spend the next couple of weeks trying to get their uniforms together, probably have to pay for new items out of their own pocket. I don't know where these period costumes are going to come from, but time and money, logistics, getting all the stuff there. And when they get there with their travel, they're going to be housed in a huge warehouse or airplane hangar or gymnasiums. They'll probably spend an hour or two on the bus in the morning with a cold meal. They're standing in the heat or the rain for 4 or 5 hours waiting to do this thing and then go through it all again, getting back to their crappy thing. I think it's abuse of the troops and the abuse of resources.
I'm with you. I think it's abuse of our democracy. I mean, you know, it's really straightforward. I mean, what this is all about is Trump's birthday and
just so Trump can, you know, get hard on.
Yeah, so he can have his little North Korean parade. I mean, this is all about right. Dear leader.
Yeah. Clyde, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. That, you know, when people call and share with, you know, from their own personal experience, that's important stuff. And I truly appreciate it. Thank you. TJ in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Hey, TJ, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Happy summer.
Thank you. Back at you.
Well, we need to sort of, for me, go back to somewhat, quote unquote, the old days when our public servants knew they were public servants. And they, I understand, came out to the us, the taxpayers, and would share with us what they're doing, what they're not doing, and listen to what we wanted and what we don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see any of that now. They, you know, try to say, well, on the phone is a town hall meeting. To me, it's not.
Yeah.
I understand you can reach people, but my deal is it should be once every 3 months that we have these town hall meetings where everybody can come and ask their questions eyeball to eyeball, not hiding behind a screen or something.
Yeah. TJ, if you look at the period from 1933 until 1981, which is, 47 years, we passed mind-boggling amounts of legislation. I mean, the minimum wage, the right to unionize, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, unemployment insurance, workplace safety standards, toy safety standards, the FDA, we just passed massive amounts of legislation between the New Deal and the Great Society and everything that happened in between. And then in 1981, it all stopped. Since 1981, there have been very few pieces of legislation passed that benefit the average working person. And even the ones that seem to, you know, like Obamacare, are really just giant gift wrapped packages for massive industry. In the case of Obamacare, it was a $1 trillion subsidy to the health insurance industry. And you ask, why is it that we were so productive for over 40 years, and then suddenly in the last 40 years, we've been absolutely unproductive? And the answer, I think, goes back to one thing only, and that is that in 1978, in a Supreme Court decision that was written by Lewis Powell himself, the author of the Powell Memo, we got this Supreme Court decision, First National Bank versus Bilotti, in which the Supreme Court ruled that corporations are persons and therefore they can put money into politics. 2 years earlier, they'd ruled that if wealthy people wanted to throw money into politics, that was just fine, too. And those two things, you know, created this tsunami of money that floated Ronald Reagan into the White House in 1980 and has been there ever since. And then they, of course, they tripled down on it with Citizens United in 2010 and McCutcheon in 2013. And here we are. We've got bought and paid for politicians who have been bought and paid for not to explicitly and specifically do nothing for you and me and do everything for Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg. And, you know, that's where we have been for 44 years. And that's what I think is going on. TJ, thank you. You identified a real, a genuine problem. And I think this is why. Thank you, TJ. 47 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
The truth is, the GOP would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with your calls. When was the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. And if you're like me, the answer is never. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. Use promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4, at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million
$1 million to fix it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now and use that promo code TOM14. That's HomeTitleLock.com, and the promo code is TOM14.
I know that 1 in 10 veterans struggle daily with mental health issues. Suicide is a real risk. If you or someone you love is struggling today, you are not alone. Support is at reachoutwis.org to find local resources available for you and your loved ones. Reach out today.
Paid for by Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin Endowment with support by the Medical College of Wisconsin, the War Memorial Center, and reachoutwis.org.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though. Because
probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen. It's a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joint, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now, I can get you up to 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com. Over 5 million jars sold, over 8,000 five-star reviews, 365-day money-back guarantee. Go to getnativepath.com/Tom. Supplies are limited and demand is surging. 53 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Augusta in Cape Vincent, New York. Hey, Augusta, what's up? Augusta, watch you on Free Speech in Cape Vincent, New York.
Are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm writing to each one of the assemblymen in New York State legislature because I'm told when they call, oh, they get the call, but they don't pay that much attention to it. But if you email them, and I hope a lot of people start doing this, Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter. They all need to hear us say, please keep immigrant families working at our farms because we need them.
Yeah.
And you can't just have one man working and then everybody that's with him, his whole family, is considered an illegal alien, which is what they did here a month ago.
Wow.
So I've written to them, and I've heard from two of them that they think it's a great idea. They're going to try to support that.
That's
finally.
Great. That's good on you, Augusta. You know, down in Florida and I believe it was Alabama, might have been one of the other southern states there, they aggressively started, you know, purging their state of, quote, illegal immigrants, you know, of undocumented workers. And the result was such a substantial labor shortage that they had to undo their child labor laws so that 14-year-olds could go to work in meatpacking plants and out in the fields. And even that isn't meeting their need for labor. So good point. Augusta, I wish you the very best with that. Thank you for sharing that. That's an important thing. Leanne in San Diego. Hey, Leanne, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I just wanted to tell everybody, do not fly right now. We had a plane crash this morning, a Cessna Citation II twin-engine jet. At least two or three or four or more people died on the plane.
Right.
Five people injured on the ground. There's jet fuel all over the place in an area called Tierra Santa, which is about 20 minutes from my house.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think this is just a fluke, you all need to open your eyes. There's been too many crashes lately. The stuff that's happening in Newark right now,
yeah.
Anybody getting on a plane is crazy. Don't do it. Not with Trump in place.
Now, this crash in San Diego is probably the exception that proves the rule, Leanne. This plane was flying into an airport that overnight is not staffed, so it's what's called an uncontrolled field. And he was flying
right, Montgomery Field.
Right, and he was coming in at 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's apparently a hill along the glide path, so it looks like he was just flying too low. And at 3:15 in the morning, and this guy had been flying from Teterboro, from New Jersey. I used to fly out of the Teterboro, or into the Teterboro Airport back when I was a pilot. And, you know, he had been flying all night long and all afternoon. So it sure looks to me like pilot error, that this had nothing to do with the structural
problems. Yeah, but why should that even be allowed? Who's watching that?
Well, there's no law against, you know, pilots flying into controlled fields in the middle of the night. It happens all the time. But my point is that I agree with you. It's not a good time to be flying, you know, broadly speaking.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm with you. Leanne, thank you for the call. And thanks for being with us today. Have a great afternoon. Take good care of yourself. Don't forget, get out there, get active, tag You're It, right? There's a lot we need to be working on here. And we'll catch up with you soon. Be good to yourself, stay safe, and we'll catch up.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, Vibrance.com/Tom.
Get ready to experience Milltown Coffee Company, where they'll delight your taste buds with a delicious selection of breakfast and lunch options, a full espresso and coffee menu, and irresistible ice cream. Explore their charming retail and gift area and enjoy their inviting outdoor seating, which is not only dog-friendly but also features freshly baked dog treats, perfect for your furry companions. Join them for exciting special evening events and a vibrant weekly farmers market that brings the community together. Milltown Coffee Company, opening May 2025.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded four playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. 15 homes caught fire when a small plane crashed into a military housing neighborhood in San Diego. Police Lieutenant Travis East
confirmed 2 dead and 8 injured at this time. We've lost 2 souls.
President Trump has spoken with Prime Minister Netanyahu about the fatal shooting of 2 Israeli embassy employees in Washington. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
I spoke to the Attorney General this morning. The Department of Justice will be prosecuting the perpetrator responsible for this to the fullest extent of the law.
By a one-vote margin, the House passed President Trump's domestic policy bill, which would deny Medicaid coverage to health centers that provide abortions. Katie Rodahan is with Planned Parenthood.
There is no reason to include this provision in this budget bill, except for the fact that anti-abortion politicians want to throw Planned Parenthood patients under the bus.
And there's late word the Trump administration is banning Harvard from enrolling foreign students. Thousands of foreign students would have to transfer away from Harvard. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
James.